good at that.
And that is also stated in the fourth Dhritarāda Vaya. Manmaya Madasa. Madasa.
Samagrammā.
This is the process.
Yes.
If you want to know God, Krishna is God,
yes,
then this is the process.
Yes.
What is that? Mai asa.
Maya sakta mano.
Mai asa.
Maya sakta mano pasa.
Yoga means practice.
This is yoga practice.
Yoga.
Yoga means to concentrate the mind on a subject matter.
Yes.
So, we should meditate upon Krishna. Mai asa. Then gradually, it impedes your attachment.
Yes.
And that is the perfection of life. The perfection of life,
yes,
the symbol is in Vrindavan.
Yes.
Because all the inhabitants of Vrindavan,
yes,
they were very, very much attached
to Krishna.
The cowherd boys, the girls,
yes,
the elderly persons, yes, the trees, the flowers,
yes,
the land, yes, the bars, the bees,
yes,
the cows,
yes,
the center was Krishna.
Yes.
So we have to follow their footprints.
Yes.
How to? We have got already attachment.
Yes.
Attachment we have got for material things.
Yes.
That we have to transfer. This is yoga practice. Yeah. Yoga Indriya Sangam. Yoga, I think it is Patanjali Sutra.
It is a Chitta Vritti Nirodha.
Yeah, Chitta Vritti.
Yoga Chitta Vritti
Nirodha. So, our activities are now materially centered.
Yes.
How to satisfy the senses. All these so-called improvements, material improvement means how to satisfy the sense. So, this asakti, attachment, for material self has
to be transferred to
Krishna. Maya asakta manasa. This is yoga.
Yes.
This is bhakti yoga.
But
it can be done madasta. Asra, to take shelter.
Yes.
Taking shelter of Krishna.
Yes.
You can make this meaning, or Madhasra means one who has taken shelter of Krishna.
That is correct. Madhasra means Asra.
Either you, directly it is not possible to take shelter,
yes,
of Krishna. Therefore, Madhasra means one who has taken shelter of me.
Yes.
That is parampara system. You take shelter of me. Then the result will be asamsara. Hare Krishna. Asamsara means at the present moment,
without any doubt.
No, people are in doubt whether there is God. And if there is God, he might have died by this time. So there are so many. Yes. When I first went to USA, the theory was God is dead. Yes. But when I began to speak, they realized, no, God is not dead. God is his family. They wrote.
Yes.
They wrote articles.
Yes.
So, asamsam,
samagramma, all aspects.
From all aspects.
Yes.
Jatha gangstati, prasthina. So, Krishna is speaking about himself.
Yes.
We can speculate about God, but he will never be successful. Because we have got limited senses.
Yes, correct.
Therefore, you hear from Krishna about Krishna. This is called bhakti.
You want to tell the jnanam, seyam, savijnanam, what I have realized, I tell you.
No, not realized.
Experience.
Savijnanam. How can we practically apply?
Yes, how it is practical.
Not that thing. He has realized. He is God. He is already realized.
Practical.
Practical science. If you want to pass BA examination, you have to appear for theoretical and practical. Both. Yes. So this bhakti yoga means to know God. At the same time, practically employ yourself in the service of God or in the transaction between God and yourself. That is vijnana.
What is the distinction between
jnana
and
vijnana? Jnana means theoretical knowledge and vijnana means practical. Simply to know God is great, that is not sufficient. Yeah, that is theoretical. You must know how great He is. That we have to learn from the Shastras, from the Guru, how great He is. Just like in the Brahma Sangita, Vedic. Jatuvai Mani Bhutani Jayanti. He is the source of our material elements. In Him, everything stays. And after annihilation, everything goes into Him. This is one understand. Nitya, Nityanam, Chetana, Chetanana. In this way, from Vedas, from Guru, from saintly persons, we have to understand. Sadhu Guru, Shastra Vakta. Sadhu means who sticks strictly on the Shastra. Guru also sticks strictly on Shastra. Shastra is the medium. Yashastra living is sticked up, bhaktate, itavakar. Nothing is the same. Therefore we protect. Unless there is something mentioned in the authorized Shastra, we don't accept.
Nitya,
Nitya
Nam or
Nitya Nitya Nam? Nitya Nitya
Nam.
Pura Nam. Pura Nam. Both of them permanent. No. Permanent, the Jivas and the Supreme Lord, both of them are permanent. Nitya. Nahanante Hanumana Sari. Nitya Sasvataya. It is said. In the Bhagavad Gita. Nitya Sāsvataya. Itāna. All is existing. And this material world has been described asāsvata. Dukkhālayam asāsvata. It is not permanent. Bhutya bhutya praliya. It appears and disappears. So because nitya nityānam, there is transaction between the Nitya, the Supreme Nitya, Krishna, and the subordinate Nitya, the living entity. So there must be one place also where this transaction takes place. Because this is Anitya. This material world is Anitya. So how the transaction between the Nitya and Nityanam can take place. Because the place is Anitya. Therefore, there must be a place which is Nitya. There must be a place. That is Vaikuntha now, spiritual world. So, by practicing Bhakti Yoga, scientifically, by practical understanding, practical application, Yogam Jindan Madhasaya Haidar at the shelter. Then Anna Jyatabha. No, there you become perfect.
Yes.
No more knowledge.
No more knowledge.
Knowledge. Yes. Jasmine Vijyati Sarvamedam Vijyatam Bhamunti. This is also Upanishad. Jasmine Vijyati. If you simply understand Krishna, then sarvameva vijñātam bhavanti. Then you have got full knowledge. And that is also stated in the fourth chapter. Janma karma midibham. Jijanati tat. Tattati Hang Punarjan. Mami. He becomes immediately yours. Simply if you understand Krishna, what is Krishna? Tattva. In truth, then you are. Your business is. Yes. To understand Krishna is not so easy job. First of all, there are so many millions and millions of living entities are there. They are not interested. They are like animals, eat, drink, be merry and enjoy. Nobody is interested. What is the success of life, siddhi? They do not know. They think if I, now especially in this age, if you can eat sumptuously, then it is siddhi. All siddhi. Yes. Pudaram bharita. Sattham pudaram bharita. You see, people are so lazy. If they can eat their daily food somewhere other, begging, borrowing and stealing, just like animals.
That was Udarashishna
Parana. So, they think, now my business is finished. And Dakshan Kutumba Bharana. And if one man can maintain a family of 4 or 5 men, he is Maharaj Dutta. Maharaj Dutta, you know, great personality was performing yoga. So this is Kali Yuga. Even they will not be able to maintain a wife, a few children. There is no shelter. I've seen all these things in Western countries. They have no fixed staff, just like animals. The animals are loitering in the street or in the jungle. They are loitering in a great jungle, a great city, that's all. Yes. Therefore, the Mahavadis cannot understand.
Yes.
Although they have come to the point of Siddha, they still cannot understand. Yatatamati Siddhana. They are Siddhas because they have understood that I am not this body. Aham Brahmasmi. This much they have understood. But still they cannot understand Krishna. Jatatamati Siddha. Although they are trying. They do not know. They say Krishna is Nirata. Krishna is Nirata. God is Nirata. I am as good as God. These theories, encumbrous theories, because they do not know. Jatatamati Siddhana. So, when one has come to this knowledge perfectly, that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, I am Brahma, that is Brahma Bhuta state. So, after Brahma Bhuta state, there are so many other things. Brahma Bhuta, Prasanna, Atma, Nasasati, Nataha. Samas Sarvi Siddhi.
Samas Sarvi
Siddhi. Then he comes to the Bhakti Yoga. Not that only Dharita Narayan Seva, not Dhani Narayan Seva.
that is
the difference. If Dharidra is Narayan, why not the Dhani?
Again, we are not to die.
The Samastha Vesu Bhutesu, a devotee, is equal. Either he is Dharidra Narayan or Dhani Narayan.
Yes.
It is not
both that. Are equal.
Both are equal.
Poor or rich.
Yes.
Yod is equal.
That is some of Sadhvishan Siddhas. Why there should be distinction? So now, the study, first study begins from material point of view. Where from? The sky came. How the sky came into existence. First of all, sky. Then from sky there is sound.
Seven.
Then from sound there is air. From air there is. Along with this, creation. The sky creation means the ear creation. The reception of the sound. Then they say, it is all described with this Srimad Bhagavatam, very nicely. How creation took place. Then, ultimately, you come to the land, where all the qualities of other elements are there. There is sound, there is touch, there is vision, there is smell, everything is there. And the subtle matters, mind, citta, intelligence, intelligence, then false ego. Which is, at the present moment, everyone is thinking in the bodily concept of life. I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm Brahmin, I'm Kshatriya. This is false ego. He's neither of them. But his spirit soul. A different identity. So, this how the subtle mind, intelligence is working. One should know how transmigration of the soul takes place by the action of mind, intelligence and ego. They do not know. There is no such science. There are so many universities all over the world. But who is studying all these things? The psychologists, they are studying a little more about thinking, feeling and willing, that's all. But they do not know how he is working, how he is carrying the subtle soul to other body. That they do not know.
Why do you not explain that about subtle body being carried forward?
Yes.
That is going to come now.
Subtle body, just like your body at night is on the bed, but you are carried by the thinking, feeling, intelligence to somewhere else. Is it not? So how you are carried? You are actually lying on the bed, Hare Krishna. It is carried by the subtle body. Similarly, death means that this body stops working. But the subtle mind, exactly in the same way, that's why I was sleeping, this gross body has stopped to work. But the subtle body is working.
That is in swapna.
Swapna, yes.
But so, it does not work in this sleep. In this sleep it does not work, no?
This sleep means temporary. Again the subtle mind intelligence come back. So death means no more coming back, it goes elsewhere. That is death. Is it clear? Yes, you forget. Hare Krishna, Jaya. You forget. When you dream, you forget that you have got this lost body and you are the father of such and such. Mother of such and such.
It is all due to mind only.
Mind forgets.
Yes.
The subtle body works. Similarly, he is dying daily. That is also there.
Nitya pralaya.
But, because the body is fit, therefore he comes again to enjoy with the body.
Because of
the khetra. Just like you are tilling some land, but when it becomes useless, you cannot till. You have to go elsewhere. Suppose it is overflooded, you cannot walk there. Similarly, death means when the mind, intelligence, along with the soul, cannot walk in this body, he has to go to some other body. Tathādehāntara-prāt. Yes, that will be decided by the prarabdha and everything. So, in this way, death means this gross body. No more working. Death.
Subtle body lives always. Till it is liquidated from the maya.
Till
comes into the golok.
Yes. Vitarāga. When you are completely free from all attachment of this material world, then Taptadeham punarjanma naiti.
Nameti.
Mame.
Tadasave prabhu chinte kamani manasa.
Then he do not come again. Mame. He go back to home, back to God. Consciousness is also matter. That prakriti is soul. That prakriti is soul, paraprakriti. Soul is also prakriti. Soul is not purusha. The Mahavadis, they consider soul as purusha. But it is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita as prakriti. Prakriti is jiva-bhuta mahabhava. Jiva-bhuta, the soul which is now covered in this material body. It's called Jiva Bhuta. So therefore, it is decided that both these material elements and the soul, both of them are prakritis. One is superior, another is inferior.
Upper prakriti is soul.
Yes.
Upper is matter.
Matter, yes.
Para is a soul.
Jiva Bhuta,
Mahabhava. That is also prakriti.
And, what is the proof of the soul? Jairam dhajate jagat. One who is working with this inferior energy. It's like I am working with this body.
It animates the inferior prakriti.
Working. One is the worker, and another is the working ingredient.
Jairam dhajate jagat.
Jagat.
Because Jagat is being held by them.
Yes, because this Bombay city is important. Because there are so many paraprakritis. If there was no living entity, who cares for the Bombay city?
So living entity is the paraprakriti.
Yes.
Living entity is
paraprakriti. But it is prakriti. It is not purush. Therefore this prakriti is trying to become purush. Yeah, that is illusion.
Or people call it prakriti and purus is maya.
No. Prakriti is jiva. They are trying to be enjoyed. But that is not possible. Prakriti is enjoyed. Just like Sri Purus. Purus is enjoyed and Sri is enjoyed. Similarly, prakriti is used for the satisfaction of the Purus. So if the jiva is prakriti, then purusha is the supreme person. Therefore his business is to satisfy the supreme purusha. Isn't it Sankhya?
Trying to satisfy purusha is a Sankhya.
Yes, this is Sankhya. This is Sankhya philosophy.
Jiva is prakriti.
As a Mahavadi philosophy, they say it is purusha. Therefore, Abhisuddha Buddha, the Mahavadis are described as Abhisuddha Buddha. Abhuddha. So these Mahavadis are Abhuddha. They are not interested. And in Bhagavad it is said, Abhisuddha Buddha. The plural number is there. Abhisuddha. That intelligence is not yet clear. Abhisuddha. Jinnayra Vindakha Vimukha Mani. But they are thinking that they have become liberated. Now people, they address among themselves Narayan.
Narayan.
All kinds of species are forms of life. Or whatever you see, they are simply combinations of this paraprakriti and aparaprakriti. But both the prakritis coming from Krishna, Janmadasya Jataha. He is the actual, actual cause of everything. Prabhava, as Brahma, creation, as Vishnu, maintenance, as Shiva, but Krishna is the origin, cause of Brahma, Vishnu. Aham Adinhi Devana. Aham Adinhi Devana.
He is in a way, all the three. He is on the three.
Yes. He is not only
three.
He is a Bahusha. Not three. At, in the material world, that three may be the beginning. But there are many. Because he is the ultimate cause. Therefore, no more superior.
I think we are.
मतलब परतराम नाना किंची जस्ती धन
मई सर्वम इदम प्रोतम सूत्रे मई गणा यो
हरे कृष्ण थैंक यू बिकॉज ही इज द ओरिजिनल कॉज देयरफॉर एवरीथिंग इज डिपेंडिंग ऑन ही दैट इज एक्सप्लेन इन द नाइन्थ चैप्टर आई थिंक मया तदव इदम सर्वम जगत अब्बक द अब्बक मूर्ति ऑल्सो ही दैट इज अनदर टीचर Another feature. But Maya, the central feature is the person, Krishna. Now, those who cannot realize the supreme cause, they are in a fraction. How to realize? How to realize if while drinking water, you think that this taste is Krishna. Rasoham Arsutam. He says that I am the taste of the water. So everyone is drinking water. There is no man who does not drink water. If he remembers that this taste is Krishna, then he remembers Krishna. And that is okay. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Even by remembering, he becomes a devotee. Great. Yes. And even if you cannot understand this, the how the taste of the water becomes Krishna. All light, you see the sunlight. You inquire where from the light is coming. Then you come to Krishna. And if you are not foolish, ordinary person, if you are Vedantist, then try the Omkar. My sir, Om Tadishnu Paramam Padam. He's learning, he's thinking, Nirakar. No, I am. Pranava, the Omkar, beginning of all Vedic mantras, the Omkar, that I am. Yes. Yes. Sabda, khe, in the sky. In the sky there is sabda. As the aeroplane goes, and there is sabda. You can remember Krishna. Is it very difficult? You see, bhakti yoga, how nice it is. When the aeroplane is passing, then Google sabda, you find Krishna. When you are tasting water, you find Krishna. When there is sunlight, you find Krishna. When there is moonlight, you find. When you're chanting Vedas, you find Krishna. So how you can be without Krishna consciousness? It is simply foolishness that it is cannot be done. No. How it can be done? That Krishna personally is teaching. Learn it. And do
it.
Yes. There are two kinds of smell. Bad smell and good smell. So when you smell a nice flower, Punna Ganga. You remember Krishna. Here is Krishna. Here is Krishna. Punna Ganga Prasidhya. When you find Dugitumak, Satta, a very powerful man, a powerful elephant, you know that there is Krishna. This power is Krishna.
It is stands there.
Yeah.
Srimad Udhita Mahi.
Where is the difficulty to and understand Krishna. Every moment you can meet Krishna, every moment you can see Krishna, provided you have got eyes. Primanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaivari Santa. So you have to become a Santa, perfect Santa. Then you see Krishna Hale.
Jivanam Sarva Bhuteshu
Tapasya. Very life of every immediate experience.
Yes.
Jivanam Sarva Bhuteshu. Yes. So without Krishna, as soon as, so long the Paramatma is there, all the Jiva is there. Jiva is also Krishna, because part and parcel of Krishna. Achinta Veda. So long Krishna is there, as either as Atma or Paramatma. Then the body is moving. But the so-called scientists, they do not know. Therefore, they do not understand what is Krishna.
Scientists have started understanding Krishna. They have started understanding Krishna. Scientists.
But here is the, like, this is very simple, a child can understand. Here is a dead body, and here is a living body. What is the difference? Krishna is not there, and here is Krishna.
That's all.
That's what I say. Yes. But the rascal scientists will not understand this. I know one scientist, rascal scientist, he has written one chemical evolution.
Yes. Little, yes.
Yes.
Article came.
Yes. Chemical evolution. From chemical life has come. Just see, and he has got Nobel Prize.
You see? The Russian.
Oh, yes, I know. In California University, you are there. So one of my students, he is also professor in this, Dr. Sarup Damara. He challenged that suppose if I give you the chemical, can you produce light? That time he said, that I cannot say. From that day, his meeting was not attended by the students. Yes. He theoretically says that from chemicals, life has come into existence.
Is that matter of fact? Life keeps the chemicals together. As soon as the life goes away, the chemicals dissolve.
Yes. Yeah. As a medical practice, say, no. Where is chemical? That is a fact.
Always say.
There is
no research.
That is, when the fact is there, what is the use of your research? When the fact is already there, what is the use of your so-called research? That is being expressed.
Bijam mamsara bhutanam vidhi parasanatam buddhi vada
bhutanam. That Prabhas means Sashi Sujja. Sashi means moon. And Sujja means sun. Prabha. As soon as in the morning you see the sun shine, then you see Krishna.
I am the very light of sun.
Why do you say, I don't see Krishna? Krishna says, I am here. That as Prabhas means Sashi Sujja. But why don't you see? No. That will take 3 millions of years to understand. That is already explained. That is not so easy. Yeah, bhakti yoga. That is the beginning. Maya saptamana prasam yoga mujinyan madasaya. Asamsa samadgram maam siddhaka sati. That is being explained.
No, my doubt is there. Some people must have become siddha in this age also. Must have seen Krishna.
No. Jatatama vi siddha. You don't siddha cannot see.
Yatatama vi, but then there must be somebody of the siddha.
Yes, those siddhas were satisfied. Now I have become Brahma. And still, after that, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atmana Saitati Natanthati Samasthadishu Mad Bhakti Laya Tupana. One is engaged in bhakti. They also, after many, many years, will understand what is Krishna.
But in this age, there must be some people.
There is always. Not in this age or that age.
Everywhere. Then he must have seen the Tasma in the universe. That is the divine law.
Yes.
Satchidananda Vigraha is the real Vigraha of Krishna form.
Yes.
Krishna when viewed on the earth, he is the form.
That's right. Satchidananda devotee sees the deity of Krishna.
Come here. Satchidananda Vigraha is the real form of Krishna. Yes. You can understand it. Beyond the five senses of life.
Yes.
You cannot see with the karma eyes or with hearing with this ear. You have to go beyond.
No. Yes. You can see. Besides, with cataract eyes, you can ask. But if the cataract is removed, you can see. So similarly, to see Krishna, you have to develop attachment for Krishna. Maya saptamana. Yogam jinyan padasa. So, you have to be free from the cataract. Then you see.
Cataract is the cataract of Maya. False illusion.
Yes. So, that means, yes. Therefore, you have to purify your eyes by bhakti yoga operation. And then you see. You see.
You have to actually condition yourself to, receive
and confront the Brahma Sangita. Premanyana Sarita Bhakti Vilochane. Bhakti Vilochane. Santa Sadaiva. Those have become Santa. And those are eyes as near to love of God. They see every moment Krishna. They do not see anything but Krishna. Yes. Now this is another thing. Another thing. That one is very strong. That strong. That is Krishna. Not for sexual intercourse. Putrathik yudhira. So, when you have sex life, simply for generating good son, that is Krishna. And if you want to enjoy your senses, that is power.
Senses?
Yes.
You take that way,
then. You take contraceptive and enjoy sex life.
There is no doubt.
That is Mahapam.
Dharma viruddho.
That is killing. This is going on all over the world. They are also as material elements coming from Krishna. These gunas also coming from Krishna. But Krishna is not there.
Krishna is above it.
Yes.
None of the gurus.
Just like an electrician. He is, by his knowledge, he is the same box he is turning to be refrigerator and again heater. He knows how to act. So the heat and the coolness is coming from the engineer. But he is not there. He is not there. Then again comes to that year. Krishna is within the dog, but he is not dog.
Yes.
And if you say dog Narayan, that is mistake. Dog Narayan. But if Duridra can become Narayan, why not dog? What is that?
Maya Saravidam Saram.
That I am explaining. See, if you take in that sense, because he has expanded himself everywhere, so why do you say Dharita Narayan? You say Dog Narayan, Dhani Narayan, Cat Narayan, everyone in there. Why you particularize this section?
There is a divine human being, that's why I think.
No, human. If you have got so broad vision, because the Narayan has entered everywhere.
Yes, yes, yes.
So you cannot say simply Dharita Narayan. You can say the San Narayan. San Narayan.
Very well. More is that. That's
the argument. If you have got so broad vision, that Narayan is everywhere.
Yes.
With that.
Yes.
Why you particularize Darshana?
So human beings are the first level.
Everyone. Dog Narayan, cat Narayan.
You say that you are...
Yes. These rascals, what are they? That they are worshipping Darshana Narayan and they are killing goat Narayan.
Goat Narayan. And eating it again.
Yes.
That's the answer of it.
Yeah.
God.
God doesn't
kill. God never kills.
Nothing is killed.
Human beings and cats and dogs are God himself. That means no.
That's not the cats and dogs, not of Krishna. This is the version of the cats and dogs.
Even outside
Krishna says, Naham Tesh.
Naham Tesh. Hearing me, not I in me. Vidi Guha Mahi Bhavai Saram Vaitam Nabhijana.
Ah, by the three modes of nature, they cannot understand. What is Krishna? Yes, they are the observers who have come back to Krishna. They can understand everything.
That's the most important.
Yes. Mami was a prabhadanti, Maya Mitankaram. So, this is a very easy thing. When I surrender to Krishna and become free from Maya, but that the answer is that. Namaham Duskitana Mura.
Four types of people.
Rascals and Muras and sinful men, they do not do that.
They again, Sukurvita Bhajanti.
But those who are pious, Sukritino, they do.
Sukurvita Bhajanti. My name is Sukurvita. One of them, Chaturvida. But their mode of worship is fourfold. Artho, Jignyasu,
Antara. Artho, Jignyasi means Grihastha.
They have Jnani Nityayukto.
And Jnani and Jignyasu, Sannyas.
Jnani and Jignyasu, I see. Artho,
because they Grihastha, they feel this test of this material.
They are
They are in need of money. But a sannyasi is not in need of money. Neither he cares for this worldly misery. Therefore, Jignyasi. He is Jignyasi. So they are better.
Jignyasi and Jnani both together.
Yes. Jignyasi and Jnani is almost the same thing. Anyway, so Grihasthas are inferior. Because as soon as their distress condition is over, they are no more interested.
They forget.
They are no more interested. But these Jnanis and Jnanis and Jnanis, because they want to know what is Krishna, they continue. That is the difference.
Isn't Jnani and Jnanis also? Esam Jnani Nityayukto, Eka Bhakti
Lakshya. Jnanis is the beginner, and Jnani realized, Jnani is realized, that he is better. But Jnani does not mean that I become God. One who is situated in bhakti yoga. Eta bhakti. Hare
Krishna.
He
is dear to me and I am dear to him. Yes. But he is dear to everyone and everyone is dear to him.
Special. Just like you have got many students, one is very intelligent. He will take care of him. Special. Therefore, the Jnani is intelligent. Therefore, he takes care.
Dara Sarvayi. He says, Jnani to Atma Yogi Matam. That is very important.
Jnani to
Atma Yogi Matam.
Yes, because even he has accepted me after full knowledge. Nobody can defeat him. Therefore, he is my
husband. So, Jnani is
Jnani means one who can defend by knowledge Krishna's identity. That is the end.
So he is asking perfectly related with me.
Yes.
Bhunam Jamanam Hunti Jnana.
So called Ganavar, they will take many parts.
So called.
Because actually when he becomes wise, he purports Dante, he surrenders. That is this.
He will become Jnani with
then he will find that yes, sir. Vasudeva, yes. Sir. He has known. No, Vasudeva, yes. Krishna is everything.
Real Jnani is that who is the
that is there.
And well surrendered itself. Very correct.
Bhavanam Janma.
Jnana Vasudeva Saram. Samatma Sudhila.
Kama.
Sarva Eva Mitam. Saram
Khalur. Vasudeva Saram Eva means Vasudhi is everything. Because you have already explained there are two energies, Prakriti and Vasudeva. One Apara and Para. And whatever you see, this is combination of this Apara and Para. Therefore, Vasudeva is everything.
So that way Vasudeva is Sarvam Khalu Idam Dharma. Same thing is.
But Vasudeva is there. It does not mean Mahamad is there because Vasudeva has got everything. He has become everything. He's finished.
Vasudeva is still above.
That is Mahamad. Yes, that is Mahamad. Impersonally. They don't accept this person. Because Vasudeva has expanded himself in so many ways, therefore the identity of Vasudeva is finished.
It cannot be accepted. Punam Adam, Punam Adam, Punam Adam.
That's all right, but because they are fools, they cannot understand.
So, you are a fool, so you don't call me a fool. I am hiding.
We are hiding.
No, we are not hiding.
One thing I must explain. I think Dr. Patel is the eldest of
all.
So you are all, he's just like my younger brother.
Yes.
And you are all mostly just like my son.
Yes, correct.
So
I am also your son.
Younger brother.
I am your son.
On the same level. So I've got the right to say sometimes.
That's correct.
Don't be angry.
And you accept it also. You know that within yourself you take us to be something different.
You think he is government. Because unless he is satisfied, if I do any mistake immediately, he arrests me. So he thinks this constable is God. He does not go behind this constable, there is head constable. He is actually the constable harasses me. So, sir, namaskar. Just like in the village, there are so many. No, somebody is killing the hens we have got here. We got some deity. So there are so many deities.
All these Hindus, they always have
Shani. And there are so many hundreds and thousands.
Anta-manta phalat-te-sham.
Anta-manta phalat-te-sham. That is interesting. That if I have to ask something and if it is to be ended, I shall be interested in such a why not go to Krishna? Why do this?
Mahamadi is saying
that Krishna has got his maya, but his body is maya. Because the origin, absolute, is impersonal. So the absolute comes in form, he accepts the material element, just like we do. We do. So, they are abuddha. Their intelligence is
abhyaktam yaktimapannam manyanti maam abuddha.
Yaktimapannam.
They consider body of
abhyaktam. Abhyaktam. The absolute truth is abhyaktam.
Absolute.
And when absolute truth comes,
the form of a body,
incarnation, he accepts his mind body.
Only body.
And that has been commented by Dr. Radhakrishnan. When Krishna says that manmana bhagavad bhaktama jyajinam namaskuru, he says that it is not to the Krishna person, but what is within him. Within him. That means he is under the theory that Krishna's body is maya. So you haven't got to surrender to the body of Krishna. That this fool does not know that there is no such distinction in Krishna. No, Krishna has no such distinction as body and soul.
So-called body.
Prakriti in Samadhisthaya. He comes in his own original body. Sammavamidhi. Prakriti in Sam. Not this body. Sam, a spiritual body. That is the message. Param Bhavajananda. That is so powerful. That he can come in his spiritual body. Otherwise, how he remembers millions of years? If his body is changing, if he is material, then how he can remember?
Naam prakasha sarvasya
yoga. Therefore, he is not manifest except to the devotees.
Mudo em na bijanati.
Murayan murahan muro. This is Krishna.
Kalatita.
Because he sees all spirit. That is not the reason.
Kali is an illusion.
Kali is an illusion. Kali is also Krishna, another form of Krishna. Yes. Kali is an illusion. Those who have come to this material world, they are enemies of Krishna. Why shall I have Krishna? I shall become Krishna. This is exactly.
Is that so, or by because of illusion or not understanding Krishna, they go on?
No. Krishna is enemy. It's just like big businessman. And his secretary is working under him. So he sometimes thinks, hey, why should I work under him? Why not become another Birla like him? That is the problem. He's happy there, becoming secretary of a big man, but he gives up his job and tries himself and becomes a Bhagavan. That's all. This is the position. Anyone he's trying to become.
Because they are illusion by the Gandhas. If they understand that there is unity and nothing else but Krishna exists, then they are released from the Maya.
Yes.
Otherwise they are going.
But therefore they will not. If anyone knows that wherever I go, Krishna supremacy is there. Krishna supremacy is there. But he is perplexed, Dandamoha. That if I leave Krishna, I become more happy. That is
Dandamoha.
Dandamoha
means duality of this.
Yeah, duality. He's making duality. That Krishna's interest and my interest
all
differ.
Likes and dislikes.
Krishna's interest and my interest differ. That is Dandamoha. When you understand that my interest and Krishna's interest is same, then it is not Dandamoha. This Dandamoha exists to the sinful man. The one who is free from all sinful resultant action, he can understand. Then he engages himself, Jiraputa, law, I am simply servant of Krishna. That's it. Now here the real problem is Jaramarana Moksha. But there, these people, they are engaged in paltry things. The real business is how to become free from the Janma Mrityu Jara bad. They do not know. Real purpose of life, they do not know. Take any big leader. He does not know what is the aim of life, what is the problem of life. He does not Mulana Obijana. Mulamana
Obijana. Guru Emna Obijana. Te Brahma Tat Vijuhu Krutnam Adhyatmam Karma Chya Asilam Prayaji.
Adhidevatam Adhyatmam.
Now these things will be explained
further.
He is self-sufficient. He hasn't got to find out Maya to enjoy.
No, the lower, that is a Jiva.
Jiva, because he is dependent. He has to get like a servant. If he wants a little more comfort, he may find out a bigger master. But he has to serve. That is the position. You have to serve. If you don't serve Krishna, then you serve Maya.
That's what I was saying.
This is the position. That is
what needs service. God does not need. You need to serve.
God does not need.
But it is for your interest.
He knows before creating people themselves, why does he create them?
He does not create. He does not create.
Not on.
He's omniscient, everything. But you want that we have given you facility, all right, enjoy. And become entangled. That's all. Therefore, at last he says, Sarvam Maham Purusham, Sarvam Maham. That's why he says, that this is Askalda. You are trying this, that. No, don't try it. Come on. Permanent. This is Askalda.
Ishvara Sarvabhutanam. Ramyan. But you are the illusion because of the Maya.
One man is in the prison house. So he supposed, why government has created the prison house? There must be somebody.
To go in, so let me go in.
But government does not want that. Only the criminals are sent there. That's all. Similarly, this material place, there was no necessity. But because there are criminals who want to enjoy, therefore God has given this facility. All right, India. Yeah.
The whole material world is created by the propensity of the past actions of all.
No, because God knows that there are some fools and lusters who will desire like that. All right. If they want. That's why government knows. Suppose government is creating one city, but he's creating at the same time the jailhouse. Although there is no criminal at that time. But government knows there are some criminals who will fulfill this jailhouse. Because you are independent. Everyone is independent. Not absolute independent, but slight independent. So therefore, we have the option either to serve God or serve Maya.
Yes. Or God or serve Mama.
That's it.
Can't serve two masters at the same time.
Finish first.
All. You are having all the Maya thoughts, comments from that sense and
all the important
ways.
What is that?
That is the eternal question. Why God created all this?
Why you ask? You do not understand. God does not create. But you create. Just like you infect some disease. So you create your disease. Nobody is creating your disease. The simple thing, why don't you understand? If you karanam guna sangasa.
What is it?
Karanam guna sangasa.
Karanam
guna sangasa. If you associate with the different qualities of this material nature, then you become infected. If you associate with the tamogun, then you become lower class man, animals. That is your fault. It is not Krishna's
fault. All your actions and their effects which are collecting down to you. No scope of breathing from the first birth, or some people will
exercise
so-called free will in choosing action. And it still creates them if you are not sure.
There is no question of choosing. As soon as you associate some infectious disease, it is not the question of disease. You must be diseased. This is law, man. If you infect a smallpox disease, then you must be suffering from a smallpox. That is law of nature. Not that your father has created a smallpox disease for you. Try to understand that. You infect yourself.
Giving chance, but you as a jiva is so much engrossed in the Maya and in the tree, in the fruits of it, that you don't see what
Yoga Parvat says. That is it. Now Krishna says, Sarvadhanman, Puritpajya Mamena, who is caring?
So you stop looking down and
now look up. That is in the mind. Now you suffer.
And once you look up, and when you realize that it's all is Maya, all is due to him, then you get released from the bondage of the Maya, and you get
Maya. It is not for Krishna, for me.
Maya is for Jiva.
Yes. This life, it is darkness.
Darkness means absence of sun.
But sun is never absence of sun.
Yes,
sun is always in the sunlight. It is for us to be in the darkness.
Maya Nitan Tarat.
By simply surrendering unto Krishna, one becomes free from Maya. So how Krishna can be under the influence of Maya?
No, he is the Lord of Maya.
Yes. But this Mayavadi says that Krishna also, when he comes, he comes under the influence of someone. This is karma.
Material
of the Bhuta. And Adhijagda is karma.
Yes.
And Adhibhuta, material. And Adhidaiva.
Deva, the
Indriyas. All the devas of the 10 Indriyas. That is these are the questions. So this is the answer.
In the next chapter it will be
answered.
Eighth chapter. This is the beginning of, this is the best and good.
That is the third one. But Antakali, you remember him to practice. Remembering Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. How will be able
to
Antakali, there will be so many disarrangements of the body. That if you practice. If you practice, then it is possible.
As a matter of fact.
Huh?
Yes. Yes. Not only that, but I may tell you, sir, that you must have such practice.
So always remember Krishna. It is not that all of a sudden you remember Krishna. That is not possible.
That's why yes. I told you, we are Pita Manobuddhi, Mahabuddhi. That's why
this is the simplest thing. In whatever condition of life you may remain, you simply remember Krishna. That's all. That is our Krishna consciousness
movement.
That is not possible.
That man only, Maudhya Punarjanta.
Simply distributing what Krishna says. That's all. I am a full number also. Like others.
No.
Yes.
No.
But my only ambition is that I don't see anything else beyond Krishna. That's all.
Correct. That's your... That uncompromising we have to share. That uncompromising we have to share. Only unless you have got
honest opinion. Pleasure. How you have done this wonderful thing? Well, I do not know. But it's wonderful thing. But I know of this, that I do not adulterate. That's it.
Okay. That is bad.
That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nishas. He says, Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. That's all. Amara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Dr. Patel,
yes.
Krishna says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that Amara agyai guru hai ya tara hai. You become a guru. Just see. You become a guru. My order. Then one must say, what qualification I've got? That I can become guru. That only qualification, jare dakho tare kaha Krishna upadesh. You don't require to manufacture any upadesh. Whatever is there already, spoken by Krishna, is distributed. You become guru. This is guru. Not you are fool. Yes, I am fool. But I am not so fool like you that I adulterate.
I am number one. Like that.
Yes, I was a fool. But if we follow Krishna, then even though I am fool, I am right. This life, this child, he is a fool. But if father says, my dear child, this is called sick. And when she says, this is sick, this is right. He may be fool. But the person which is given, that is right. So I may be fool, you may be fool, that's all right. If you carry Krishna's message, then you are right. You are fool, how I have come to this message.
Unless you are in the realm of Maya, you cannot be born in the human being.
Why? You are the one who is
Maya. Maya means death, that is right.
One who says that is death, it is right. He is not in Maya. Maya may come to us.
Because he is the Maya maker.
Yes,
he is performing.
That Mami is a Purvadanta. If you simply speak what Krishna has spoken, then they are not in Maya.
You are not in Maya.
There you go. What Krishna says, then you are not in Maya. That's it. Because he is actually, since he surpasses Maya.
unless and until you know the Madari.
But you can know only Karanda to Krishna.
So, if you are so unintelligent, then it is impossible. But if you have got little intelligence, then you can see Krishna. Because Krishna says, we are explaining that the taste of the water, so don't you taste water? Then the taste is Krishna. What is the dividend? Where is the dividend?
Krishna is being a prana of God, God is responsible.
First of all, try to understand this, then talk big words. You try to understand Krishna by drinking water. Is it very difficult? Then?
But it take millions of years before you understand it.
No, because if you don't understand, then it takes millions. Otherwise, you say, okay, what is the difficult? Krishna says, Rasoham of Sukhamsa. I am the case of the water. Prabhasmi Sati Surya. You see the sunshine, this is Krishna. The moonshine is Krishna. First of all, try to see. There are two kinds of snakes. One snake is poisonless, and another snake is poisonous. So before catching the poisonous snake, to practice to catch the non-poisonous. Then gradually, it will. Similarly, Krishna is everywhere. And this is the process to see Krishna. That is a fact. When Krishna says, I am the taste of the water, that is a fact. So you see this Krishna. Then one day you will realize the Supreme Krishna. There is no difference between this Krishna and that Krishna. This is the process. Learn something, you should accept the process. If you don't accept the process, how can that? Just try to increase your attachment for Krishna. And the process is being explained in the same chapter. That is the only way. Sun is open to be visible by everyone. And Krishna says, I am the sunshine. Why they say that I do not see Krishna? Yes, Krishna. And you take the water, taste it. That's how to taste the Krishna. Prabhat means Sasishuddha. The Prabha of Shuddha is there and the water is there. You can see immediately Krishna. Immediately.
Why did he create suffering when he could have created a permanent paradise on earth? Why did God create suffering when he could have created a permanent paradise?
When you infect some disease, you suffer, that is your creation.
Why create the wrongdoers?
Yes, because he does not fear Krishna. He must be committing mistakes.
It is only ajnanena avrutam jnanam, because your knowledge is covered with ignorance, tena muhyanti jantava, that we play like jantava. In fact,
you have seen he does not teach anyone to steal, but he becomes a thief. There is nothing new as he is starting to become a thief. So he steals and goes to the jail. This is the position. Savarastukabha.
Association
is the divine quality.
That he has thought to see in so many affairs.
If you simply surrender to Krishna, then everything is finished. Everything is finished.
Then he goes beyond the Gunas. Gunas is गुणातीत होता है
दैट मान शब्दाधिकारी भक्ति जोगी ने जाते बचे
समितान ब्रह्म भूया
Jesus says you offer that the cheek. Which is better? Is the choice of us to be violent or non-violent?
Yes. The person to whom this has passed, thought, they are already fighting. Therefore, he starts to mention things that are not true. They are already killers. You see? And Arjuna is a gentleman. He is thinking before killing. Therefore, he has to induce. We kill like this. But they are already killers. Otherwise, why Jesus Christ and thou shall not kill? That means that society was accustomed to kill. You see, I tell
you. Different occasions. Yeah. Only the main thing is the occasion for which the reception.
I think
that is balance. But Krishna has got two business. Puritlana, sadhana, vina sayati duskita. So those are duskita, there is necessity of violence.
Surgical
operation. If the doctor says, no, no, I have taken to non-violence, I cannot touch it. Right. That is foolishness. You, one must know that you take instruction from Krishna, then you know when one thing should be used and one thing not be used.
And there is necessity of
yet violence out of your own ways. That is not God's wish. Just like in modern days, they are declaring war physically by the political ambition. That is not God's wish. That is not God. Yes, even God knows that is your creation.
Why should he create that?
Yes.
And the person going before and they will...
That you will not understand.
Unless you surrender to
Krishna. You should not surrender. You are asking me for that. What is it? Last so many years.
I surrender unto you. Now you explain this mission.
I am saying that God does not create anything. Just like the same example. No. You created. Why do you... So you are created to serve God, but you do not serve God. You want made sensitive gratification. That is your thought.
No.
Why you are repeating that question like a fool? I have answered this. If you discard me in that way, don't question. About it, that you created everything. Let me explain it. Suppose you are ordered by the judge that you should be hanged. So, it is certainly his creation, your hanging. But is the judge enemy of you that he has ordered you to be hanged? You have created such thing that you should be hanged. This is it. Answer. Situation that you must be had. But your order must come from the judge. So, externally, the God is hanging you. But actually, he is not hanging you. You are hanging yourself. This is your. There is no choice. Is it not? But still, you created the position of being hanged. That is the position.
When there is order,
then he should be hurt. There is no more choice. But who has created this situation?
No. We are in death.
Supra consciousness means if you try to explain, because there is atantikam sukham. And that is spiritual.
Supra-conscious state is spiritual state of samadhi state.
Yes.
Now, that is a sense
of Bhagavad Gita. Yoginavati sarvesa madgata antara. That is the supreme samadhi. All is thinking of it.
This is like little.
We are self-reliant. They go to the college and university. They could do it independently. Therefore, Satvijnana Kamsa Guru Mahavirat. The inquisitive, the jigyasu, they should go to the proper person who knows it.
Now we must time the 14th time because 13 is a bad number.
You must yes, I want it. All my secretaries, they have got.
Are you Brahman, please?